Chapter 4. Tuesday was a scattershot day. Cree felt like a dragonfly, darting and flitting as she prepared for the trip, getting airline tickets and hotel and rental car reservations, checking wardrobe, juggling appointments, and making phone calls to carve out the time away. Aside from the routine travel preparations, there were those specific to her trade. She reviewed the Psi literature to learn more about past cases in New Orleans. She asked Joyce to buy a few books on Louisiana history and culture. She selected some equipment from the metal shelves of Edgar's room, checked it and packed it carefully in a big foam-padded aluminum case. Even that was fairly routine. Another dimension of preparation underlay all the bustle. For the empath, there was always a quiet taking stock, a taking of one's own measure and readiness, and a grappling with the resulting ambiguities. Then there were the contacts made with loved ones and colleagues, all freighted with an unspoken burden, hellos with contingent goodbyes hidden in them, because the person who leaves for a ghost-hunting expedition the way Cree did it might well not return, not as the same person anyway. It was almost 8 o'clock before she had time to stop in and see her mother. She was still undecided whether to bring up the handsome cardiologist thing, but it would be good to see Mom, especially at work. She drove to the little civic rec center Janet Black managed, parked, went up the broad steps and into the invigorating stink of sweat and floor varnish, the rubbery smell of basketballs and athletic shoes. The racket in the entry hall told her that she'd guessed right. One of the teen league games was in full swing. The building echoed with the drub of balls, the squeak of shoes, the whistles of referees, the cheers of a small crowd. A girls' game, she saw as she paused at the gym door. The players milled for a moment and took positions for a foul shot, arms out, legs braced, eyes wildly alert. The shot hit the rim and bounced away, and then everyone was moving again, blue shirts and red shirts skirmishing, refs sidling and jogging, the numerals on the scoreboard clock counted down. Mom sat at the scoring table. She looked joyful and suitably officious, very much in her element here. A woman in her early 60s, wearing the tan uniform shirt and slacks of the rec department, gray-shot hair tied back and out of the way. She lifted her reading glasses.